Hello.
Yes, my name is Bridget, calling from Nation Safe Drivers, trying to reach a Miss Kasharian Treese.
Kasharian, this is she.
Yes, ma'am. I have been assigned to assist you with your ticket, and I have some questions to ask you to make sure I have everything correct, if that's okay.
Yes, I was trying to, and then I was trying to press towing, but it won't. It went. It would kept going to witching. Or something wouldn't let me press join and anything else any other option on that
Okay.
top part.
Would you like to receive mobile text updates with the status of your services for today?
Yes, ma'am.
Message and data rates may apply as well. And I need your policy number.
Okay.
It may say member ID number.
Is you want the GA or
Yes,
just
ma'am.
the
Yes, ma'am.
GAD 7000 2524.
Is that the only number that you see that may be a member number?
Yes, it's a policy number.
Do you see a member ID number?
No, ma'am, I'm looking at the thing. No, ma'am. No, it is a piece of paper. At the top of it, had the same number as the other side is in Spanish, and one side is in English. On the insurance card they give me.
What's your zip code?
That's up under the policy.
Your zip code.
303110. I think you asked for the zip code or the location. I mean, that's why I asked.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I haven't gotten there. I'm trying to look, get your policy information.
30313. It's up under my aunt's name, Chandria Smith.
Okay. That's maybe why it's not coming up. Spell her name.
Shandria. Last name Smith, Smith.
And that policy number was 404.
No, 7000.
Okay.
2540.
Is this policy with clear cover?
Yes.
And give me that policy number just one more time to make sure I have it correct. That was GAD,
D as in dog,
uh-huh.
7000 2540.
25. Okay, 40. I had it wrong. GAD 7000 2540.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, these lights bright.
Okay. Phone number 404-782-8675.
Yes, that's my. Yes, that's the number you're calling now.
Okay, I'm putting it in her name because since she's the policy owner, okay.
Okay, that's fine. I just thought they won't ask me for my name once. I don't have, she's not with me, so I just put my information because I'm the one that need the help right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one, I never had to go through this. I don't know how this process works.
Spell her name again.
Shandria.
Shandria and Smith, wasn't it?
Smith.
Okay. But the phone number to reach you is 404-782-8675.
Yes. Do you need her cell phone number?
No.
Okay.
What's the, do you see the effective date of her policy?
The effective date was 2/18/2022.
Do you see something on there that may say a producer code or a plan?
No. Only thing on here is the policy number, effective date, the expiration date, the year models of the vehicles, agency phone number, and the agency name. That's it. At the bottom, it just says, in case of an accident, important information, and keep this card. That's it.
Just one moment.
Yes, ma'am.
Could you give me your aunt's address?
1172 Ewing Place, E-W-I-N-G.
Yes. E-W-I-N-G-S.
Not no S.
Just E-W-I-N-G.
Yes, place.
Okay. City and state.
Atlanta, Georgia, 30310.
Okay, what's the year and make of the vehicle?
A 2015 Nissan Pathfinder.
What color? Is silver?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what's the reason for the breakdown, ma'am?
My tire flew off. I hit something in the street and my tire flew off and hit another
Which tire?
Vehicle. My left tire in the front.
That's a driver's side.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a spare tire?
There's the tire that I have. Is nothing. The tire not bust. Burst. It popped off my truck. Like my truck is sitting down now on the left hand side.
Okay, so you need a. Okay.
I don't know if I need to be. That's what I'm saying. I think I need to be told. I think I need to be told, but I don't know if they could just put the tire back. I don't know if it was loose or something, and it just popped off. But like I'm saying, the tire is off, but the tire is still, like, it's sitting on the side of the truck right now. It's still in good shape. Like, there's no holes in the tire, no nothing.
So what's the reason for the tire being off?
I don't know. It popped off. I don't know. I had to hit, like, a
Did
pothole
you hit
or something.
Something?
And the tire popped off.
Okay.
I was coming around the curb. Me and my kids, three small kids, was just in the car. I came from the grocery store, and there was nothing wrong. I came around the curb, and when I turned to come around the curb, like, my car turning left, I was turning left to come around the curb. As I'm turning left to come around the curb, I just see my tire popping off.
Okay, so you have to tell me what kind of service you want.
I mean, a tow truck, if it's a tow truck driver, if you can't, I mean, he would have tools to see, can he put the tire back on, but if he don't have tools to put the tire back on.
Okay, what happens is we either send someone out for a tire change or a tow. Which one would you like?
Okay, just have somebody at a tow. Just a tow.
Okay.
I would rather like that because I don't want them to come out for a tire.
Right, and your vehicle will shift from park to neutral?
Yes, it will. Like, it's on right now because my phone is, I just got for it. My phone is going dead, so I'm actually in the
So
truck.
I'm going to say this is not an accident. And
it's
Shannon.
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Well, are you going to be filing this as an accident?
I'm going to have to because my tire hit someone's vehicle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this car was sitting right here. He had been sitting here because I had been seeing his lights, and he had been sitting right here at a driveway. And when the tire popped off, it hit him, but there's no damage on his vehicle.
Customer, okay, I've got to put that in here. Customer hit something. Hold on. I have to make a note of what you said.
Okay. I'm sorry.
In the road. And the tire popped off. And it hit someone else's car?
Yes, it hit the right side of the person's vehicle.
Did the person stop?
Yes, he stopped. He's right here. I'm back. And we sitting here waiting on the police officer now.
Okay, customer hit something in the road and the tire popped. Okay.
Excuse me. Okay, probably somebody's going to be about an hour. You just want to change information because I'm on the phone with my company and I can call yours and you can call mine. Because I'm on the phone with them now. I don't know if you want to keep sitting here.
That's cool.
You want to change information? Okay, I'm on the phone. I'm making an accident report right now, but I'm going to sit out here and wait for the police. I'm going to get your VIN number. I mean, your tag number, and I'm going to just make a police report regardless. Because
okay.
I still have to wait.
Okay.
Because I don't call three times. They say it's going to be an hour because they keep transferring from Clay County to Atlanta. They call this number. 404, because this is for the Atlanta location, who said they was coming out. 404-658-QUAD-6. Okay.
I need an address where you are, ma'am.
That's the thing. I don't have a correct address, but I
okay.
am on.
Okay, ma'am. Ma'am, just a moment.
Yes,
ma'am. Listen to me. Just listen to me.
I'm
listening. Are you by business or are you by?
I'm by some houses and apartments.
Okay. Can you see an address of one of them?
No, because, I mean, I'm walking towards people's houses. It's dark right here. No. And I'm a female. Walk by myself, so no. Like,
okay, it would help us get to you
quicker. I understand it would help you.
Okay.
I understand that.
Okay, let's try this. I'm going to send you a text message.
Okay.
I just sent you a text message. Give me the latitude and longitude that comes up.
You said give you the who?
Click on the link.
Okay,
and you'll give me the latitude and longitude.
Okay, the latitude is 33.655212. The longitude is -84.356030.
84.356, repeat that.
Zero. It's a -84.356030.
And the latitude was 33.655212.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me see what comes up. That just came up with that you're in Atlanta, Georgia. Okay, do you know what street you're on?
Yes. Okay. Oh, these apartments, it say 3627, so it's going to be...
Okay, just a moment. Let me get back. It's called what? 32 what?
No, 3627.
Okay.
And then it's going to be Forest Park Road. I don't know. The site right here.
And that's Atlanta?
No, that my tire hit them. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that came up. 3627 Forest Park. Would that be like Forest Park Southeast in Atlanta?
Yes, Forest Park Road.
Forest Park Road.
Mm-hmm.
And where would you like the vehicle to be towed to?
I don't know the exact, because then I'm going to try to get off the phone. It's on the other side. It's probably on the other side. I don't even know the place he's going to. Let me in my phone, let me find their phone number, and I hope it can pull up in Google that way. Okay, it's going to go to Certified Auto Repair.
Are they open?
No, they're not open. I can just drop the vehicle off because he takes on my vehicle all the time. So
okay.
I can just drop it off.
So I'm going to put repair shop. Is expecting the vehicle. Do they have an after-hour drop-off, or are you going to go back tomorrow with the key? Could you hear me, miss?
Yes, ma'am. What you say?
I said,
do you need an address for that location?
Yes, but the repair shop, do they have a 24-hour drop-off so that it will be okay to leave the vehicle?
No, I know for a fact and leave it. I don't left my vehicle there before.
Okay,
I'm going to ride with them to have it dropped off anyway.
So you need to ride with them, or are you going to follow them?
I can follow them.
Okay. And I'm just going to put customer will follow driver to the repair shop. Okay.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, and it popped off.
Okay, what's that address? 35 Auto Repair.
Auto Repair. It's the address is 4210.
Okay.
Jonesboro Road. Yeah,
Forest Park. Forest Park, Georgia.
Yes, thank you. Yes, Forest Park, Georgia, 30297. Thank you. You the only person that don't start. Like my brother had to come get my kids because by me driving, he can't sit up here because it's gonna be fraud and ain't nothing wrong with these vehicles. I'm talking about missing. You can look over because it hit the left side. There's nothing wrong. Thank you so much. I'm sorry, Jack Kane. Look, they got for work, football practice, go shopping, heading home. Thank you so much.
Okay, ma'am. I'm going to get off the line with you and reach out to someone to assist you. If I have a problem, I'll call you back.
Okay. Do you is that EPA or you don't know?
I haven't even reached out to get anyone to give you that answer. That's what I've got to work on now.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh huh.